This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those that want to pound. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Okay, well, we're obviously in the middle of the heat right now, and by the heat, I don't mean summer, obviously. I mean the heat of an outbreak, or what we're calling a pandemic. And one of the big keys I want to jump into here is the why and the what. Because I got to tell you, even as a physician myself, in the beginning, as this thing unfolded with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, as it started, I personally was, in the beginning, I was a little, and some of my colleagues that I talked to were like, okay, come on. It's the flu. We've had coronaviruses before. The SARS has been around for a long time. It's not like it just developed, like it's this brand new phenomenon that's here. And we really just, I just kind of bantered back and forth, like, come on, this thing will pass. A week, 2 weeks, a month, this thing will pass. Okay, well, now we've got the entire country on, you know, stay-at-home orders. Okay, it's definitely not passed. So as I dug a little bit deeper, talked to some colleagues and friends, and even seen in the clinical setting what's really going on. And I really feel like you need to understand, because the more people I talk to just in passing, and again, the news media, they're doing a good job to keep it general, keep everybody informed. I understand that. But let's dive a little bit deeper today, because when you talk about the virus, I think it's everybody's being cautious and everyone's wearing the mask. I mean, I was in Lowe's the other day, and it's almost like who has the better mask, right? Like it's like there's the people with the white cheap mask. And then you got the leather mask. And then you got the cool Spider-Man and Batman mask. Because you've got to, like, you know, make it fun. We got to make it exciting, right? If you're going to wear a mask, might as well be a cool mask. So I even saw somebody with, like, it looked like a Louis Vuitton mask. I think it was some kind of little, whatever, right? The little logos and whatever on it. So, but it's interesting because they're just being cautious. It's like, let's err on the side of caution. For everybody, doesn't matter if you're 25 or 95, it's like everybody's acting the same. And you hear the whole thing about compromised immune system, the elderly, those that are in more of a higher risk, and that they need to be extra careful. That is true, but I think we need to break it down a little bit more about why that is. Because, yes, we all should be cautious, and yes, you wash your hands, and yes, if you want to wear a mask, okay, but just remember that even if you get near someone, that the statistics now, even at all the medical journals, is that, remember, this virus is only airborne for about 3 minutes. And then it's like aerosol, and it just, you know, falls to the ground and it dies. So that's not where it lives the longest. Now, it's the easiest to catch, because if you're near somebody, that's why the whole 6 foot distance, that's why that comes into play. Because most of the time, if somebody coughs, or, you know, if they're speaking and they spit or whatever, that's going to go out, and by the time you would get near them or whatever, or even get close to them, it would have already fallen to the ground and died. So that's the concept behind that. It's important. I'm real big on the why in this. Like it's okay, everybody's just like, okay, let's be careful. But why? Right? So let's get down to why. I really want to jump into this. Why people are dying. Because at the end of the day, I don't think anybody's really scared to get a virus. We've all had a virus, right? Whether it's coming out one end or both ends, you get a fever, the chills, the shakes. It's no fun. We don't like it. I don't like it. But it gets you to the point where you know it's going to pass. You just know at time it will go through and pass. So with the coronavirus and COVID-19, there are some things that we need to understand. Why is it? We know it's a respiratory illness, right? A respiratory virus that it attacks. And people end up getting on ventilators. Like, we're hearing those bullet points in the news. You're thinking, in your head is, I don't want to get the virus. I definitely don't want to be on a ventilator. It just sounds bad, right? Like, that ends up being the whole deal. So let's just jump in and talk about the mechanism of what happens, okay? So with the coronavirus, and this was all pulled from the Oxford University. It's a published journal, in the Journal of Travel Medicine. They really broke down what the SARS virus is and COVID-19 and what it does. So the SARS coronaviruses, so you know, they've been around a long time. We had SARS that we first publicized, really, that it kind of got some news media coverage in the outbreak we had back in 2003. And now we've got the new SARS-CoV-2, which causes the COVID-19. Now, what it does is, if you've ever heard of people with heart-related conditions, high blood pressure, any kind of heart disease of any kind, there is usually a mechanism of an enzyme called the angiotensin converting enzyme 2. We call them ACE for short. So if you're taking a blood pressure medication, 9 times out of 10, you're taking something like lisinopril, if that rings a bell, okay? And something like lisinopril, or in that class, is what we call an ACE inhibitor, okay? But the deeper level of that is, it's an ACE2 receptor. It provides the receptors to be more open. So in the lower respiratory tracts of infected patients, what happens is that the virus can gain entry into the lungs because this enzyme, okay, is being blocked and not covering up the receptors, because they're taking a medication for blood pressure per se, and an ACE inhibitor is inhibiting the enzyme. So I want you to think about it like this. If you're taking an ACE inhibitor, now listen, if your doctor, your cardiologist, or even your primary care doctor has you on a medication, then you've got to stay on it, because it's protecting you from that aspect of it with heart disease, blood pressure, whatever. But just keep in mind that in this case, you are at a higher risk, because if you are taking an ACE inhibitor, or if you're taking what's called an angiotensin receptor blocker, which is called an ARB, those two are making the receptors more open. Now, traditionally, that will help with blood pressure, but it's awful for COVID-19. It is like, it's like a battle. It's like it just opens it up, and COVID-19, it's a playground. It can come in on those receptors and go right into the lungs, and that's where everything begins to go wrong. That's where the ventilator kicks in, and that's where people are dying. So it's really based around, it's not that the drug is bad, it's that this COVID-19 targets on these receptors. It's drawn to these receptors. And when they're open and not covered up, like they're supposed to be with the angiotensin enzyme, converting enzyme, then it opens it up and allows the SARS virus to come in, COVID-19 to come in, and just wreak havoc on the lungs. And it goes into the lower lobe of the lungs and creates a pneumonia and begins to shut down the lungs. And that is why people need to be careful. So the people that are at the highest risk are those that are taking these medications, the ACE2 inhibitors and ARBs. They're the ones at the highest risk. Now, yes, if you've got a compromised condition of any kind, like you've got MS or you've got leukemia or cancer or whatever, yeah, you've got to be careful. Your body can't fight like it normally can. But these are people that really have to be careful. More on COVID-19 and the coronavirus when we come back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On-Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Asa. Just check us out, AsaRx.com. Listen to the show where your health is always your greatest wealth. We're here for you each and every day. Remember, we want to see you thrive. We want to see you do well. We want to see you have hope. And even in the middle of something like we're seeing now with an outbreak and a pandemic and the fear and the worry and the concern, just know this, that you have an amazing body. It was a gift given to you. And as tough as things might be, as tough as the economy might be, as tough as life might be, or scary it might be, or the unknown might be, here's one thing you know for sure. You were given a gift, and you were given air in your lungs today. You're above ground, not under the ground yet. You still got life in you. And so one thing I always focus on is living today. Like, what is it for me to do today? How can I serve someone today? How can I help you today? How can I help my family today? How can I care for someone today? How can I make myself better today? And if that means you're stuck in your house and you're whatever they're calling it, quarantined, if you're there and you're staying at home, you know, I'm kind of glad that some of this stuff's making me stay home. I'm on the go 100 miles an hour all the time. You know what I've realized? It's not that bad. It's actually, like, I'm still accomplishing almost just as much not traveling all over the place. Like, our technology is phenomenal, and I've got more time with family and all that. You know, and it's forcing all of us to use technology, Zoom and everything else, to meet with people face-to-face, phone. Not a bad thing. So just know that you're given a gift. You have life, right? So let's just be grateful first. And push the worry and the fear to the side. Because it's one thing, we need to understand what's going on and what you can do. And that's what I'm going to talk about, what we all can be doing to keep ourselves healthy. But what I'm going to tell you is important to do all the time anyway. Regardless if there is a quote-unquote pandemic or not. It's just general things to keep yourself healthy regardless. Because if it's not the coronavirus, it can be anything. It could be the flu, the H1N1. It could be anything that could come along, right? So your body's got to be strong, got to be ready for it. Samantha asked from Kansas. She wants to know, should I be scared about the coronavirus? I'm 43 years young. Okay, so like we're talking about, should you be scared? I don't think you should be scared of anything like that or fearful of anything like that. I think we should be informed, and I think we should understand what we can do and what we can't do. But no, I don't think you should be scared at all. And I think you should, if you're watching the news 24 hours a day, right, and I'm not knocking the news, I watch the news, get the headlines, get informed on what's going on, then I get out because it's constant, right? It's a constant cycle. And you've got to feel, you're going to become what you fill your mind with, okay? Like, you're going to become your mindset about who you are, how you feel that day. It's all about what you read. You're a sum total of the data that you allow in your eyes, in your ears, the books that you read, and the people you hang out with. That's who you are and who you become. So if you're watching the news all day long, and it's all fear, 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 right? Everybody's going to die from the coronavirus, whatever. You know, 20,000, 30,000, 100,000, 1 million globally, right? You're going, oh my gosh. So if that's all you're watching all day long, and you're talking to your friends that are watching that all day long, and everybody's just talking about it all day long, guess what? Probably got to detox your mind just a little bit, because that's it. Whatever you put around you and in you will use who you'll become. So I would encourage you to read 15 minutes every single day of something positive, the Bible, maybe a self-help book, positive book of some kind. Spend 15 minutes reading that every single day. You know, if you read 15 minutes every single day, you'll have read, like, I think it is a book a month. And you know, that's the average CEO reads like a book a week, right? How many books have you read since high school? All right? Sit down and think about that. So it's about what you put on the inside. Turn off the TV. Turn on something else. Listen to a podcast. Control your environment. Don't let it control you. Okay? So that's one of the big things. Now, as far as what we can do with this whole SARS coronavirus COVID-19, what can we do about that? It's about keeping your immune system strong. Now, we know for a fact that the highest risk category, whether you're 20 years old, 30 years old, 50 years old, whatever, is anyone taking the ACE inhibitor drugs. Okay? And the reason, it's not the drugs that are causing it, because the drugs are managing another condition with your heart, and they're doing a good job. but it opens up these receptors, these angiotensin to receptors, and that is what opens up the virus to be able to come in like a floodgate into the lungs, and that's what gets people on the ventilators. Now, the recent statistic is from the CDC, and most people that are going through this right now, as far as the researchers, that once you get on a ventilator, you have the 50% chance of survival. Okay, now that is something to be concerned about right there. That is a high, high category. So what do we do? New York City hospitals got so flooded and ran out of medications that they could even use to be able to support people. And they started using, guess what? Vitamin C. Yep, they sure did. New York hospitals were using vitamin C. It was published that they were using vitamin C to treat COVID-19 and to help people with the coronavirus heal and get their immune system stronger. It's true. Why? Because it works. It's the reality. So, but here's the thing. You can't just take any kind of vitamin C. You want to do an activated, buffered form of vitamin C. It's got certain mineral ascorbates in it. We have that. If you go to our store at asarx.com, or you can talk to any of our health coach providers, and they can help you with it. But there's a whole protocol with vitamin C, vitamin D3, and K2 blended. And then also with a certain form of zinc chelate, you've got to have all those in combination. And we've got the whole combination, of course, to keep your immune system strong. Yes, you can get those from foods, but it takes a lot. I mean, to get that from food would be a lot. Supplementation, in this case, to get your immune system where it needs to be is by far the best way to go. I, myself, I take it every day. I got my family taking it. I got friends, everybody that I'm even connected with, I've got them taking it. So make sure that you're taking the things you need. Another great thing to do, along with the activated vitamin C and also the zinc. And, you know, one thing along with those, very important, is the bone broth. You can do chicken broth, beef broth, but some type of bone broth, about 32 ounces a day, has been shown to be really, really good in building up the immune system. So just a couple of things. As you're walking through this process with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, just know that there's all kinds of things we can do to keep ourselves healthy. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is lashing out at a reporter who asks about the difference in treatment of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Kavanaugh, when he demanded an investigation on Justice Kavanaugh, when a very similar allegation came out on him,
Let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech. Here's the thing. I have complete respect for the whole Me Too movement. I have four daughters and one son, and there's a lot of excitement around the idea that women will be heard and be listened to. There is also due process, and the fact that Joe Biden is Joe Biden. There's been statements from his campaign, or not his campaign, but his former employees who ran his offices and the rest, that there was never any record of this. There was never any record. And that nobody ever came forward, or nobody ever came forward to say something about it apart from the principal involved. I am so proud. That happiest day for me this week was to support Joe Biden for President of the United States.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has not been asked by a reporter about the sexual assault allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. We're here to help you live your best life. It's about living better. It's about performance every single day. You know, when I get up and I exercise usually twice a day. I'm just one of those. And, you know, going through some times that we've gone through, it's kind of made me create a home gym, which I've always wanted to do, and I've always said, hey, I'm going to do it. But sometimes life just forces you to do it. And so I started gathering all this equipment, certain pieces that I like. And I've been training for, 25 years or something like that. I mean, I've been working out like an animal every day my whole life, I think, ever since I came out of the womb. So I'm only 25. So the key is, though, is time. And I didn't realize that. I didn't realize how. I always said one day I'll have a gym at home. And I don't mean like some little wimpy little gym with like some bands and a treadmill. Like I'm not knocking that, but I mean I lift weights and I train like a bodybuilder and all that. So I'm used to machines everywhere, barbells, you know, deadlifts, squats, bench press, you know, clanging and banging, the whole deal. So recently I just kind of got a bunch of equipment and picked out my favorite pieces that I've always used throughout the years, and not a ton of it, but I realized you can do a lot more with less, because I realized about 80% of the stuff in the gyms I don't even use. So when I really narrowed it down, I was able to get some really cool stuff. The whole point of me telling you that is it's increased my time. So now I just walk out. We have a building like that I've set up for that, like a garage type building, and it's great. So I can work out twice a day. I can maintain my work schedule and grow the companies and do our content and be there with you every single day and still travel. And then, so travel, that's another thing. I was spending time driving over to the gym, working out, coming back. You cut down on all that. So your daily routine is so important to your overall health, and doing things every single day to keep yourself healthy. I mean, that's what I want to encourage you to do. Your performance every day is going to be based on your habits, period. And it doesn't happen any other way. So, you know, for me, being able to get everything in, especially from like an exercise standpoint, it's great for me mentally, obviously physically, but then emotionally, spiritually, all of it. I mean, that's when I have, people have their quiet time, right? That's not my sanctuary. I don't work out with training partners. I never have. Well, I did in college just because it was like a thing to do, right? It's where you hang out with your buddies and you work out. But I've always trained really, really hard. And I don't say this really arrogantly, but most people couldn't keep up with me. And so it was not like, a lot of people like to go have a workout partner so you can talk and chat. And I've got headphones on. I don't want to talk about anything. And I want to work out and have 1 minute rest breaks. And like, you know, nobody really was excited about that. So you end up kind of weeding everybody out and end up working out on your own. But that's what it turned into for the years. And that's really my time. I've got most of my ideas about how I help you, about how I've built these companies, about how we're going to create different scenarios to be able to help people and grow and whatnot. That has mostly happened in that hour or so that I'm by myself training. I can't tell you. It's like the time. It's like my anchor time that I have. So really, really grateful that I've learned during this time that we're going through about what, how that time is important. It's one thing I really learned about this. So creating that gym space for me has done that. So what is that for you? I guess what I'm trying to get to is what is that for you? And what can you do to create that space for yourself so that you can take care of your physical health, take care of your mental health, take care of your emotional health, your spiritual health? Because when you take care of you, you're taking care of everybody else. Did you know that? Like a lot of people think it's so selfish to go take time and work out and, you know, have your kids maybe be watched by a babysitter or switch out with spouses or however you do it so you can go work out or go exercise. But that time is so valuable for you. And I will tell you that when you take time for you and you make you better, you're making everyone else better. And that's something for health we've really got to think about, because self-care is lost a lot. I think we get so much politically correct info about being selfless and all that. But I'll tell you what, taking care of you is extremely important. It's the old adage, right? I fly all the time or and travel constantly. And so what do they always tell you? When you get on a plane, what happens? So when the oxygen mask drops and you've got to have air, do you put the mask on the person next to you first? No. You put the mask on you first. Then you help the person next to you, your child, whoever. And you're thinking, well, that's, I mean, how's that? Well, you've got to take care of you so you're strong enough to be there for everybody else. And what I find is so many people, especially women, I'm not knocking women, I'm actually praising you, because women are the most, are so, most women are so selfless, especially a mother. Unbelievable. Will give everything, do everything for those that she loves, and she comes last. And what I push women to do more than anything is to be that person that takes time for herself to exercise, to read, to pray, to spend, you know, time doing whatever for self-care so that she can be amazing for everybody else and that she doesn't burn out and lose herself in the middle of it all. It's so important for our health. And I think when it comes down to it, habits are everything. Your habits will determine your who you are, your character. Your habits will determine everything about you and your life. So we want to help you with that here. Go to AsaRx.com. You need anything. We've got providers, our body coach providers, always there to help you get the help that you need and thrive in any area that you're wanting to work on. Let's jump on the phones and go with Max. Hi, Max.
I've got a bad heat rash on my chest from sweating. I've used powder around the groin, but I can't get it fixed around my chest.
All right, so here's the deal. A lot of times when you say heat rash, we think that it's just the sweat that's causing that. But a lot of times what that is, remember, most skin conditions come from the gut. A healthy gut, you've got healthy skin. You've got an unhealthy gut, or what we call a microbiome, then the skin can start having some weird things happen, okay? So one thing you want to do is you want to kind of step back and say, okay, two foods that can create major issues in the gut. And I'm not saying you can't ever eat these foods. I'm just saying these two foods can cause the bigger issues. One are dairy products, and it's like milk, cheese, yogurt, that kind of thing. And I know those are supposed to be healthy, but for some people they cause reactions. And the other one are wheat-based products, okay, things that have wheat in it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, that kind of thing. So those two things you might want to avoid for about 8 weeks, okay? It takes about that long for them to come out of the system and to play a role in the body and function in the best way. So I would cut that out, see how the body does, see how it responds, and then go from there. Now, another thing you can do to clear out the gut and make sure you get rid of any kind of yeast or fungal issues that could be there are probiotics. Now, probiotics, yes, they come from like yogurt, which is a dairy product, so you're trying to avoid those. But you can also get them in a supplemental form. If you go to our website, asarx.com, you can see that I've got articles and everything on probiotics, what types, which ones you want to get, the better kind, the billions of organisms, what's the kind of the gold standard. Go to asarx.com, you'll see that there. But, yeah, that's one of the big things you can use. Also, wormwood is really good, can be helpful. Black walnut is good as well. But at the end of the day, it's about getting the gut healthy. So with the skin condition, yes, you can put creams on it, powders. Like you're saying, they don't work, right? The reason they're not working is because most skin conditions are not an outside-in issue. They're an inside-out issue. So the skin will always project what's actually going on the inside of the body. It's kind of like a billboard, and it'll really let you know what's going on. So I would look at that first. I mean, you can use cortisone creams or powders and kind of hold down the symptoms at bay, but you're definitely not getting to the root cause of that at all until you address what's going on in the gut. Now, we've got a whole gut protocol, too, that our providers use and have put together. It's a reset system. You can get in touch with our providers. Just go to our website, asarx.com, and someone can help you along with that. It's a certain amount of days, about 20 days. You eat a certain way. It clears out the digestive tract, clears out yeast and fungal issues, clears out the kind of the drama in the microbiome, gets everything clear the way it needs to be. And it's very, very simple. It's organic, you know, the whole deal. So you can check that out. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are always open. Give us a call. So rheumatoid arthritis is an arthritis. Remember, itis means inflammation. And anytime you have inflammation, you want to focus on what you can do to cut down the inflammation. That's a big key. So rheumatoid arthritis, though, is different than osteoarthritis. Do you know the difference? Well, the difference between the two, rheumatoid arthritis is what we call autoimmune. It means that the immune system thinks something is really messed up going on in the body, so it's constantly attacking when there's really nothing going on, but it thinks there's something going on. So it constantly is attacking a certain area, saying, hey, let's get this area fixed, let's get it fixed. The body's like, there's nothing wrong. So it's constantly fighting itself. That's not a good thing, by the way. So rheumatoid arthritis, and it's a genetic deal, by the way. So in a genetic condition like that, you can't really turn it off, but you can put a dimmer switch on it, cause it to kind of chill out. So in rheumatoid arthritis, we've learned there's some certain foods that help calm it down and are better for it. One is Greek yogurt. Cottage cheese is another one. Make sure it's plain with no sugar. And chia seeds are very, very good. The other is cold water fish paired with eggs or avocado. Those are all very, very good. In any type of arthritis combination. Now, osteoarthritis is helpful too, but we know rheumatoid in a big way. Wild salmon is phenomenal at helping this. And this is all found in a published journal in June 2017 of arthritis care and research. But they found that these types of foods will really hold down the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis at bay. And if you look up, there's a really good chia pudding that's made with chia seeds, right? And almond milk or hemp milk. Really, really good. Matter of fact, go to our website. I'll get it posted. Go to asarx.com. We'll get it set up there for you, and our providers can help you there with that. But yeah, rheumatoid arthritis, remember, if you have something like that, it's not something, yes, you technically will have it forever, but it doesn't have to, you don't have to have the symptoms forever, if that makes any sense. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. with patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
We'll be right back.
and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Asa. So glad you're here with us. 888-283-7272 is always the number that you can call. And stay with us every single day so you can be encouraged with your health and your life. That's what it's all about. It's about reaching your potential every single day. So I'm real big on exercise, as you might know. If you don't know, I am. And it's a lot easier to get someone to eat baked fish and broccoli than it is to get them to exercise every single day. I've definitely learned that over the years. So, and in years and years and years of clinical practice, I can tell you that for sure. So I want to encourage you for a little bit of something, okay? Working out is something that needs to become a part of your life. Exercise needs to become a part of your life. And I don't care what it is. It just needs to be something you'll be consistent with. It could be walking. It could be jogging. It could be running sprints. It could be working out with weights, playing racquetball. It could be doing something that you really enjoy. But find something. Whatever it is, find something and stick with it. Or if it's like three things and you want to mix it up, then do that. But the reality is you've got to find something that you enjoy, stick with it, and make it consistent. And that's how you're going to get the results. But when you are doing your exercise, what I want you to do is to start tracking a couple of things. Now, you can definitely wear one of the tracking devices like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or any of these kind of tracking devices. They're helpful. But what I want you to do is I want you to keep track of your pulse rate, okay? And the pulse rate, I want you to take it at the beginning of your exercise, midway through, and then at the end. And that is something you want to do every single time, just to see how much it elevates, what the total number it gets to. That says a lot about your fitness level. So that's one thing I want you to track. Now, the other thing you want to keep track of is how many hours of sleep you get at night. And again, these tracking devices are pretty awesome because they will keep track of all this for you. It's kind of a no-brainer. I will tell you this, though. I'm not a big fan, and you need to be really, really cautious. Do not let your kids wear these things where the Bluetooth on these devices are constantly trying to sync up with the phone. Not good. Like, really, really not good. And I see people with them on everywhere. So just so you know, it'll drain your energy by about 50 or 60% when that thing is constantly going all day long. There are settings on these watches, except for one of them. I think it's the Fitbit. But there are settings on all of these that you can turn off the Bluetooth. You can put it in like an airplane mode, like you do on a phone, and it cuts off the signal from that device trying to connect to another device or cellular or whatever. It cuts that off. So it cuts down on that level of exposure and allows you're still tracking. So everything you're doing, your sleep, your walk, your pulse, all that, it still tracks it. And then when you turn on, you can take the watch off, like at night, and then hit the button and turn it back on, and it'll sync everything up in your phone. You can see all your stats, but it wasn't doing it all day long. And it's off your body while it's doing that. So I want you to start tracking that. It's really good information to know, and it allows, I mean, these devices are awesome, but you can just track it yourself in a notebook. I mean, you can write it down if you want to. So do your pulse rate, remember, before, during your workout, and after. Track how many hours of sleep you're getting a night, because this really affects your performance, and you really want to understand what kind of sleeper you are. Like, for example, some people need 5 hours. I'm serious. Some people need 6, 7, 8, and 9. You don't ever want to go past nine. And you may say, well, I need more than 9. No, they've got studies out. More than 9 hours, it actually can lead to negative health effects. Okay, so it's not a good thing. I mean, every now and then if you just pass out and you haven't slept much, I mean, I get that, but 9 is not good. Past 9 is not good. It's just not. So you really want to look at your sleep hours and see kind of note that. Like, if you get 5 hours, how do you feel? 6 hours, how do you feel? 7 hours, how do you feel? The reason is because your sleep obviously is as good as any form of medicine. It's extremely important. And how you function and your recovery, and especially with your workout. So that's super, super important. And then keep track of your weight. I know you may not like to do that. A lot of people don't. And I get that. But you want to keep track of it, for sure. I would monitor that, not every day, and don't do it constantly. But you do want to keep track of it, because it is about how your clothes fit, but you want to keep track of your weight overall. Just more than anything, so you know kind of where things are. And you can track where you're headed. But those are the big ones. So your exercise is important, but tracking those measures will give you a good overview about where you really are and kind of where you're headed. Those are the basics. I mean, you can track all kinds of things, but those are the ones you want to get. You want to get routine sleep. Like if you're good at 6 hours, make sure you're getting those 6 hours on a regular basis. Have good sleep, what we call sleep hygiene. And then also make sure that your pulse rate is good and make sure that your weight's good, that you're not, you know, gaining 20 pounds here or losing 5 pounds a week or whatever, because those can be signs of something else going on as well. And you want to make sure that you keep track. And that makes the biggest difference overall. I would say with those, that's what's going to cause you to win or not to win, and they're the easiest to keep. Now, if you haven't started exercising, look, just start walking. I always tell people that it doesn't have to be anything extraordinary. I mean, it's just consistency is where you're going to win. And I'm a big fan. Of course, I like all kinds of things. I work out with weights every day, and I do sprints, and I do all kinds of cardio activity. I love that. And it just makes me feel good. But you got to find what's good for you. But here's the deal. I don't care if it's just walking back and forth to your mailbox and you do it 6 to 7 days a week, but just do it. That's the key. You just got to do it. And if you start with that, with exercise, that's where you're going to make one of the greatest long-term impacts. You know the deal. If you start saving a little bit of money over the years, there's what's called compound interest. You look up one day, and you got a bunch of money. The same is true with our health. You may not see the results in the beginning, but if you'll do it over time, that compound interest will accrue on your health. And all of a sudden, you'll be doing amazing. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine. Also, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to ACE-RX, a show that helps you reach your potential.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com, and use promo code 1191. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.